At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News, Dickinson College, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. We're headed to the military exercise underway in Puerto Rico, in some fashion connected or linked to the reports of a U.S. Navy flotilla with the Marine Corps expeditionary unit on board off the coast of Venezuela. Before we look at the possibilities of what this means, Jeff, 9/11, 24 years ago, we were younger men. Where were you?
Curious enough, John, I was in Madrid, and I was preparing to give a talk, because I was still dean of the Army, United States Army War College, and I was scheduled to give a talk on U.S.-NATO relations to a large group of senior Spanish military officers and senior Ministry of Defense civilians at the Ministry of Defense. As I was walking or sitting there waiting to go into the anteroom for the remarks, a Spanish officer grabbed me and took me down the hall to a room where there was a TV set. The first plane had hit, and I sat down at the moment the second plane hit. And I remember, all I can remember from that experience, it was kind of a blur, as I walked into the conference room with this room full of all these officials, all of whom had learned of this tragedy. I took my speech in my hand, I just wadded it up, and I put it, threw it in a wastebasket as I was walking by. And the only thing I remember saying to those guys was the following: we don't know who did this right now, but I guarantee you one thing. We're going to figure out who did this, and then we're going to go get them.
We now move to 2025, 24 years later. Different villains, same problem. What do you do? How do you get at what's gone wrong in the world? And is it your business? Venezuela. Maduro is an illegitimate dictator. He heads a regime that is backed up by the bully boys, I'm told, in part by Cuban state security. Certainly, the people of Venezuela have fled and have voted with their feet against the regime these last years. I have confirmation from the opposition in exile in Spain, where you were on 9/11, that the opposition is ready to assert government after Maduro's exit. There's a $50 million bounty on Maduro's head by the State Department as the head of the Cartel of the Sun, narco-terror, undermining the U.S., similar to the trendy Aragua story. The administration vouchsafed a strike on a said-to-be alleged drug boat off the coast of Venezuela in these last days. That flotilla is unknown to me other than the fact that it was said to be in the Caribbean. The final detail, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, preparing for anything possible, the president at the time, Kennedy, ordered a military exercise in Puerto Rico called ORTSAC, which is Castro spelled backwards. There's a military exercise in Puerto Rico right now, the headquarters on Puerto Rico. What do we take from that, Jeff? What are you watching for?
What I'm watching for, John, is, of course, we're positioning military forces, I think, for two reasons. One, to attempt to intimidate Maduro. You got a lot of force in there. This is obviously a threat. And number two, be prepared for possible military contingencies. Now, the Pentagon has said, Mr. Hegseth has said, and the president and secretary of state seem to have reiterated this as well, is we're now going to declare war on cartels. And unfortunately, John, this is a movie I think I've seen before a number of years ago. Remember, we declared war on terrorism. I never understood what a war against a concept was all about. I can understand a war against a country, but not a concept. And the same goes with cartels. Does that mean every cartel around the planet we are now engaged in conflict, open conflict with? Number two, we said, okay, trust us. They're behind all this, Maduro being behind all this particular operation, though there are many reports that Venezuela is not, frankly, a major drug exporter like Colombia or some others. And number three, trust us, those guys in that boat we shot up were, in fact, handling drugs. There's been no other evidence provided, just like, trust us, Saddam Hussein has nuclear weapons and we're going to get him eventually, which didn't happen. And then the final concern is, and the people are waiting to for us to liberate them. Remember the Iraqi National Congress and, oh, they're going to the rose petals in front of the tanks when we cross the border into Iraq. Oh, I don't think the Marines are going to get rose petals on the beach if they come ashore in some type of effort to take down Maduro. My experience with Latin and South Americans is they don't like interventions by Americans. And threats like this, even though they don't like Maduro much at all, and I totally agree with you, tend to bring people together in a nationalistic fervor. So I think we're playing a very dangerous game here, John. And as an old friend of mine once said, when you start doing so-called 19th century gunboat diplomacy, remember, somebody might shoot at you or some accident might occur. What do you do then?
A detail quickly about the Cuban Missile Crisis and that operation in Puerto Rico. What the administration did not know is that there were tactical nuclear weapons on Cuba with the Soviets capable of deploying them above Guantanamo. In addition, there was a submarine carrying a nuclear-tipped warhead intersecting the American flotilla and the carrier headed south to support the blockade. Washington did not know that. That's how dangerous it can be in history.
In this particular case, although I doubt very seriously there are, you know, any type of nuclear weapons in Venezuela, there have been reports I have seen that from the Russians and from the Iranians, who are supporters of Maduro, he has acquired sophisticated drone weaponry, which could frankly threaten a major U.S. capital ship operating off the coast of Venezuela, which would not be as disastrous as a nuclear weapon, but would be, in diplomatic terms, catastrophic.
Colonel Jeff McCausland.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.